And I'm Helen Chickering with Blue Ridge Public Radio. Even though there hasn't been a confirmed case of COVID-19 here in Western North Carolina, the region is certainly feeling the impact, especially the arts community. Lots of events have been postponed or canceled. Well, we've got BPR's Matt Pikin, our art producer, in the studio. He's been checking in with the arts community. There is a lot to talk about. Let's start with the big events that have been canceled.
Well, Helen, a lot of people know that the Connect Beyond Festival, which was set for the first weekend of April, that was canceled yesterday, or at least postponed. They don't have a date yet. Asheville Symphony Orchestra has canceled concerts for the next 3 to 4 weeks, and they're going to wait and see after that. Other big events that people haven't known about that just sort of arrived this afternoon in terms of their notices are the city of Asheville has suspended the permit for the Friday Drum Circle at Pritchard Park. Reasonably Priced Babies, they're an improv troupe that has monthly shows at Ambrose West. They canceled their show for tonight. Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center is postponing the Rehappening. That's an annual festival they have for alternative art, and it's at Camp Rock Mountain, Black Mountain. That was set for April 11th. That is now gone. Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. It's 2 hours east of here. A lot of musical artists from this region have performed there. That has been canceled. But there's still a number of events and institutions that are staying open. Magnetic Theater is continuing with its opening weekend of a show called Traitor that premieres tonight. And Asheville Contemporary Dance Theater has its Festival of New Dance. That's still scheduled for March 26th to 29th. Well, Zoom tours are continuing, even though they're limiting the number of people on each bus to 20. It usually has a capacity of 40. And music clubs like the Mothlight, Isis Music Hall, and the Grey Eagle, this is really interesting. They're continuing shows on a case-by-case basis based on what the artist wants to do. So some artists, like there's an artist, Artemis Pyle, who's scheduled Isis Music Hall tomorrow, he's continuing. That show is continuing. Yet shows like the Firecracker Jazz Band that had a CD release show scheduled for the Mothlight for tomorrow, they canceled of their own volition. The Mothlight didn't cancel them. They canceled themselves. And the Leaf Festival for this spring is still on for May 14th to 17th. I guess the thinking there is we still have a ways to go. Let's not make any hasty decisions.
Wow, that is all over the board. Tell me some of the trends you're seeing in the arts community.
Well, it's sort of like the wild, wild east a little bit, you know. So in the visual arts, museums and galleries are looking at each other for what to do. And within theaters, the theater companies with NC Stage, by the way, NC Stage canceled their upcoming production called Well. They just made a decision this afternoon. But most theater companies are looking to each other as how to handle this. And music clubs, there isn't any music club, the Orange Peel, Isis, Grey Eagle, you name it, that has made a blanket statement about what to do. They're all taking a case-by-case basis. And then you have galleries and smaller art centers that are closing. They're not having receptions, any public events, but they're remaining open to the public on their general business hours. So if you want to go to the Asheville Art Museum or the Center for Craft or Black Mountain College Museum and Art Center, they are open during regular gallery hours. You're just not going to see any of their events.
Interesting. I saw the Asheville Museum of Science is doing the same thing. Anything else that sticks out in your head? This is such it's a fluid situation and a lot of unknowns.
Well, I think a lot of people are making decisions based on whether they think audiences will come as well. So even though they believe we can have this event, we're capable of doing it, we don't expect a large crowd, and they think they can handle it, I think there's some decisions being made that the audience themselves won't come. And they don't want to have an event, like say a theatrical show, that would have drawn 60 to 70 to 80 people and have play for 10 people who would be there. And I think it would be demoralizing to the artists, and the audience doesn't want to put themselves in that position. Neither does the arts organization. They don't want to endanger their audiences either. So I think it's sort of a case-by-case basis, and there's no uniform standard. Nobody's giving overall guidance.
Wow. Any thoughts, any feedback you're getting from artists themselves?
Well, the artists, and it's not just the artists, but stage crews, support staff, all of these at the venues, they're all losing money. One thing we haven't talked about is hotels. They are cutting back, and they started cutting back even before the announcement of coronavirus in terms of the number of sets they were hiring musicians for. Now that's even more cut back more severely.
BPR Arts producer Matt Potkin, thank you so much for being in the studio, keeping us abreast of the situation. Anything else you want to add?
One thing, we are updating our website at bpr.org. We have an ongoing and updated list of cancellations and continuations as we learn about them. Go there for the latest information.
All right. This conversation will continue. Thank you so much. And stay tuned. Again, that's bpr.org for the latest on the art scene and on coronavirus.